theft is a strong word, and none of us likes to think of ourselves as a thief. But the temptation for financial gain through the odd small lie or deception, it's always there, isn't it? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to Fresh. The devil is a con artist, have you noticed? And one of the things that he dupes us into believing is that the more we have, the happier we'll be. You'd think that at some point we'd realise that enough is enough. Now, I can understand a man whose family is starving stealing a loaf of bread, totally. But what about the CEO who earns millions deceiving shareholders and ending up in jail? Or the politician who gets kicked out of office for rorting his expenses, in effect, stealing from the public purse? It happens way too often. Why? Well, there's something inside each one of us that by hook or by crook simply wants more. When are we going to realise, you'd have to wonder, that enough is enough? When are we going to realise that the odd little lie on your tax return here, a little cheating over there, simply isn't worth it? God's word is full of, well, not so much rules that tie us down, but simple, profound truths that set us free. And one of these God-given pearls of wisdom is this. Listen to it carefully. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 8. It's better to be poor and to do right than to be rich and to do wrong. There's something wonderful about knowing that you made the right choice over the wrong one, even if it caused you financial loss. You see, I told you the devil was a con artist. It turns out that less truly is more, because it's better to be poor and to do right than to be rich and to do wrong. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Look, it takes power to resist temptation. It takes power to do the right thing when we think no one will notice. And there is such incredible power in God's word. You can receive this devotion into your inbox each day. So just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see the Fresh sign up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.